Good morning.
Good morning.
What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you on this beautiful day of spring. Huh. I heard someone assassinated the groundhog. However, even though it's a little cool and there's a dusting, I talked to my parents last evening, just 2 hours north of here, and they have 6 inches of snow on the ground. So we do have some things to be thankful for. And in the midst of it all, God's presence continues to rest upon us, to guide us, to direct us, and to always be there when we need. And so as we come together to celebrate and to worship, may the peace of Christ be with you. So let's rise and pass the peace of Christ to one another.
I offer a warm welcome to all present, and especially our visitors. Welcome packets are available from the ushers, or you may find them hanging on the shepherd's crook in the narthex. Please sign the registration sheet in the red folders located at the end of each pew. Pass to others in your pew, and then bring it back to the center and stick it in the by the aisle. If you have a prayer request, complete the card and put it in the clear folder at the end of the pew, and the ushers will bring them forward to Reverend Lake. I'd like to highlight a couple of the announcements in our bulletin. Reverend Lake will be holding new member classes for those interested in becoming a member of our church. Specific details are listed in today's bulletin. Please see Reverend Lake or contact the church office for more info. Vacation Bible School has been scheduled for the week of July 11th to the 15th from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Help is still needed. Please see VBS coordinator Penny Brandt today or call her directly. From the Finance Committee, I wanted to let you know that our dining out at Bob Evans, where the church gets 15% of your total bill, will be this Saturday, April 16th, from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you can dine at any of the 3 Bob Evans, either in North Huntington, Monroeville, or Greensburg. You must bring the flyer that gives our church name. The flyers are available on a table in the narthex. After the service, there will be a coffee hour in the parlor. And at this time, I'd like to invite Mike forward. He has an announcement.
Hi. Sorry about that. We had a bathroom emergency I had to take care of. So, I don't know. Do any of the men here did not get one of these forms? It's a survey form that I'm trying to get all the men of the church to fill out for our United Methodist men's meeting, which is the third Wednesday of every month. Trying to get ideas of what the men are looking for, what the men might be thinking, so that I can plan my lessons around what the survey forms say. So if you did not get one, would you kind of raise your hand? I can get you one. There's a box out in the narthex table. If you can just drop it in there when you leave. I mean, when the preacher's preaching, you could probably do that, and he won't even notice. So, oh. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. At this time, I'd like to have the call to worship. If you please rise. Okay, I was waiting for the music. Is it? Oh.
Thank you.
rookie mistake. Now we can rise and do the call to worship. Please follow my lead. Lord, we come before you in joy, clothed in the majesty of your glory. Like the myriad faithful of old, we proclaim the Lamb to be worthy of blessing, honor, and glory. Amen. Please join me in the opening prayer. Compassionate, glorious God, you hear our cries and our pleas for help. We may enter the dark night with weeping, but we wake in the morning with joy, for you hear our petitions and come in our hour of need. As we gather here in the name of your Son, be with us, we pray, that we may know the dawn of your mercy and sweet taste of your favor. Amen. Continue standing and join us in hymn number 154, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Recall the Or a baby.
I was just with my Uncle Waylon and Aunt Lisa.
So how big was your fishing pole? Big one or a little one?
Big one.
Mine was like this high off the ground. Oh my goodness. And did you cast your line? And have a bobber on the end?
I didn't have any.
That usually it's a white and red thing or an orange and yellow thing. And when the fish grabs the hook with the bait in it, what's that bobber do?
Go up and down.
Yep. And when it's down, what do?
Reel it in.
You rank it and reel it in. And did you catch a fish?
Yeah. No.
Caught one last year? Five, when she caught her first fish. What kind was it? A sunfish.
Our cousin Roberto, he caught a bass.
A bass? They're not good eating, I don't think. They're fun to catch and then put them right back in. Did you put the sunfish back in? Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanted to eat it? Yeah, sunfish are good eating. Okay. One time we were out fishing. Andrew was with me and Abigail was with me. And we were standing along the shore of a stream. We were fishing for trout, about this big. Yeah. And the stream, though, was only from here to the first pews. It wasn't very big. And it was called a hole. It was a deep spot. And so Abigail would throw her line in. She had like a wax worm on. It's a little white worm. And Andrew had the same worm on. Abigail would throw hers in, and it would go, and she'd catch a fish. Andrew would throw his in. Nothing. Abigail would throw hers in. She'd catch a fish. Andrew would throw his in. Nothing. Abigail would throw hers in. She'd catch a fish. Andrew?
No.
Nothing. He finally looked at her and said, literally they were standing shoulder to shoulder. He said, "It's your day, Abigail. It's not mine." She was the only one catching fish. Yep. Same spot, same bait, nothing for Andrew. Abigail caught them all. I think that's funny. Yeah, because I was standing right there. So, Jesus, the disciples are out fishing. Guess what they caught all night long?
Fish.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They got what we call skunked. Nothing. Stinky skunk. Pew, you got skunked. So you know what Jesus said? Don't ever say this to a fisherman. Jesus said, throw your net on the other side of the boat. Think you're going to catch any fish on the other side of the boat? No. But they did it anyways. And you know how many they caught? 153, it says. Huge amount of fish. Almost sunk the boat. Almost broke the net. And they drug them into shore, and then they had them for breakfast. Some of them.
All of them?
Well, not all of them. Just a couple, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe, because I don't know how big they were. Yes. So the story tells us when Jesus tells us something to do, we had better listen. When Jesus tells you something to do, you better listen. Just like you have to listen to mom and dad, you have to listen to Jesus. Can you remember that? Always listen to Jesus. Let's pray together. Lord God, for these boys and girls, we are grateful. We know your hand is upon them. Continue to bless them for great things within your church, within your community, within your kingdom. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
You love me, really love me.
Thank you. Please join me in our responsive reading, Psalm 30, found on page 762 in your red hymnal. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol.
Restore me to life from among those.
Sing praises to the Lord, O his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name.
Surely the Lord's anger is but for a moment, the Lord's favor is for a lifetime.
Weeping may tarry over for the night, but joys come with the morning. By your favor, O Lord, you had established me as a strong mountain.
You gave your face, I was dismayed.
To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I made supplication. Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper.
You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may praise you and not be silent. At this time, I'd ask our ushers to come forward for God's tithes and our offerings. Our gracious and kind Heavenly Father, we praise you for raising Jesus Christ from the dead. With joy, we witness the miracles that you continue to perform by the power of your Holy Spirit. Help us to listen to the risen Christ, who urges us to feed his lambs and tend his sheep. May we join together as a congregation to faithfully feed people who are hungry and show kindness to those in need. Use our tithes and gifts in miraculous ways for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Please be seated. We come to the time in our service to lift up joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. You will see at the bottom of one of our pages, we want to say thanks to Debbie for playing this morning on the keyboards while Diane is taking some time off. The altar flowers are from Megan's wedding that took place here on Friday afternoon, and so we can assume that Diane and Fritz are recuperating. I think they didn't they get together and open gifts yesterday or today or something like that, so they're having some good family time, so we rejoice in that with them. You also see down below there that there is the announcement of two deaths in the life of the church. Phyllis Brink, who passed away on Friday, April 1st. Her services were last Monday here in the sanctuary. And then Joanne Pearl, who passed away this past Wednesday, April 6th. And that is, Joanne is Sandy Lynn's mom. So we want to remember both of those individuals as well. If you look on the back of our worship folder, you can see the list of individuals on our prayer list in those various categories. Please remember those individuals. And I have here in addition Matt at UPMC. So we'll want to remember that Matt is in the hospital. Keep him in our prayers as well. All we need to do is to turn on the news, and we see those situations around us. As I was having my bowl of cereal this morning and turned the news on, it just amazes me that tempers can flare at a fender bender and two people are shot and one is killed. And retired NFL player, I'm not sure what his name was, but did he hit somebody or did somebody hit him? I didn't catch. Somebody hit him. And they got out of the car and had some discussions, and he was shot in the chest 6 times, and his wife was shot. I don't know, folks. My bumper of my car is not worth that. I don't know that anything, stuff, is worth that. We've just got some issues in our society that you can bump into somebody and kill somebody over it. When evidently you're the one that did the bumping. So let's just remember our world and our society that we just need to relax a little bit. So let's unite our hearts and our spirits in this wonderful prayer hymn, Amazing Grace, number 378.
Thank you.
Gracious and loving God, thank you for showering upon the lives of each and every one of us your amazing grace. At some point, O God, in our lives in the past, your grace has caught hold of us. And we made a decision then to be here to worship you, because we have recognized and realized the fact that grace is costly. That amazing grace that is offered to each and every one of us, we know, O God, comes at the cost of Jesus Christ. His life, his death, his glorious resurrection. And you call us to allow our lives to be changed and transformed and made new by your holy presence each and every day. Oh God, sometimes this is easy. And other times it's oh so difficult. Sometimes our lives are just in tune with you and everything just seems to snap and fall into place. And oh God, other days it's such a struggle. We're flooded with questions and situations and people. People, oh God, where we just want to turn and go the other way. We don't want to deal with them. And yet you call us to turn and go and to be and to minister to and to share good words and to live and proclaim this good news of Jesus Christ our Lord that abundantly showers grace upon us all. Whereby we receive each and every day that which we do not deserve. Oh God, continue to bless us and use us as your faithful servants in the world. For we know, oh God, that you call us to be engaged in mission and ministry. Sometimes we think that that just takes place through ministries connected to the church, but the reality of it is, oh God, we can do far more and far greater things outside the walls in the community. You call us to roll up our sleeves and to do that which you call and empower us to do and to be. Oh God, may we experience your presence in some new and wonderful ways as we seek to be not only your faithful church, but your faithful servants and disciples out there. In the midst of all of that, O God, we also pray for one another. For those sitting on our left and our right, those in front of us, those behind us, those in our communities that we know need to be lifted up in prayer. We pray for those individuals on our prayer list, those that have been voiced this day. For those who are celebrating new life, for those, O God, who are grieving the loss of loved ones. For those who are anticipating procedures. For those, O God, who've heard devastating news. For all, O God, who need to experience your peace, your presence, your healing power. Oh God, we pray for health and wholeness, for peace and comfort, not only in the lives of individuals, but in the life of the world as well. Oh God, we ask and pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we share together in the prayer Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from John's Gospel, chapter 21. As I invite you to stand with me in body or spirit, it's a long one, so maybe, well, you decide whether you want to sit or stand. Hear these words from John. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." Now let's stop for a moment. They've seen the events of Holy Week. They've seen the presence of Jesus that Sunday evening and the following Sunday evening, but life still is in turmoil. And so generally when our lives are in turmoil, what do? We do that which is familiar, that which we know, that which we can do with our eyes closed. And so Peter reverts back to who he was before Jesus called him to fish. And so he says, "I'm going fishing." Now, he may have wanted to be by himself, and he may have said that just to let them know where he was going to be, but they all decided that they were going with him. And so the scripture said, "Well, we'll go with you." And so they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Now, about daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" Don't ever say that to a fisherman. But then again, he's Jesus. And they answered him. I believe there probably would be about 6 or 8 expletives behind the word no. It's probably not, "Well, no, we didn't catch anything." It's probably, "No, we didn't catch anything, and we're not happy about it." So then he says, "Well, cast your net on the other side." I can only imagine the expletives that were left out of the scripture reading. How in the world will it make a difference if the net is here or the net is over here? But they listen. And so they cast the net on the right side of the boat, and sure enough, the haul was so big, they weren't able to bring it into the boat. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "Hey, it's Jesus." And then we're told that Peter was naked. It's maybe a little better to say he was in his boxers. But he puts on some more clothes, he jumps into the water, and he goes to the shore. The other disciples come in a boat dragging the net with them because they're only about 100 yards off. And when they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Well, bring some of the fish you caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them, and though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew that it was the Lord. And Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. Now, this was the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. And when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." And then a second time he said to him, "Simon Peter, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." And Jesus said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Now Peter felt hurt because he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. And very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your arms and someone else will fasten the belt around you and take you to where you do not want to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. And after this, he said to them, "Follow me." May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us today. For they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Lord God, we are thankful for the Gospel of John. For these words, their teaching, their claim upon our daily lives and living. Oh God, pour your Spirit upon us, opening our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, giving us a sense of peace and rest and comfort from the activities of daily life and living. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it is in Christ that we pray. Amen. I went shopping the other day. Wasn't sure if I could find what I was looking for. One little yellow ducky. They come in colors. Purple. And blue. I remember with one of the kids when we had a little yellow ducky, it came with a little wider spot back here where there was a little mini baby ducky that would fit back in there. So every once in a while, during the summer, I would go into the bank to deposit or get money out of the Manor Bank, and there would be a man sitting out there with a card table, and he was selling numbers that corresponded to a number on a duck. And then at some point, they were going to dump these ducks in Brush Creek, and somewhere down the creek was a finish line. And whoever's duck crossed that finish line first won a prize. I never won. There was a story a few years ago. Somebody asked me the exact date, and I'm not sure. But a company in the United States placed an order for rubber animals in China. This one happens to be made in China. They placed an order for these rubber ducks, frogs, beavers, and turtles. And as that cargo ship was coming across the Pacific, it hit a storm. And one of the containers went overboard. And 29,000 rubber ducks, frogs, beavers, and turtles took a swan dive into the ocean. And they survived, some of them anyways, for years, floating and bobbing along in the ocean. And eventually then, it was 12 years later that the first one appeared on our western coast. They appeared in Alaska and in California, not sure about what else would there be there, Washington and Oregon. They had been bobbing and floating around for 12 years in the ocean. They didn't have their beautiful colors. They were sun bleached. Some of them had probably been frozen for a while and thawed, and who knows where their journey took them. The company that had placed the order was willing to give $100 per floating animal that was found. Hold that thought. Because this morning, Scripture has us along the Sea of Tiberias. Probably. Simon Peter and his fishing buddies are about to go out onto the lake to try their luck at fishing because they're frustrated and they don't know what else to do. They fish all night, casting their nets. Nothing. An experience that we are sure, especially if you've ever fished, you are left frustrated and exhausted. And then there's a stranger that appears on the beach at daybreak as the sun is just breaking. You haven't caught anything last night, have you? Uh-uh. Well, I'll tell you what, throw the net on the other side of the boat. Yeah, right. Well, they do. And in the midst of that big haul of fish, the disciple that Jesus loved elbows Peter probably and says, "Hey, I think it's Jesus." And Peter does what he does best, jumps, and he goes, and he takes off. And the rest of the disciples come in the boat, and they gather around this one they know as Christ, and there's a fire going, there's fish cooking, there's bread cooking. He says, "Bring some of the fresh fish you've cooked, and let's have breakfast together." And at some point then, when that meal is over, Jesus says, "Simon Peter, do you love me?" "Well, yes, Lord, you know that I do." "Well, then feed my lambs." He's probably going, "Whew, got that one done." And then again he says, "Simon Peter, do you love me?" "Well, yes, Lord, I love you." "Then tend my sheep." And then a third time Jesus says, "Simon Peter, do you love me?" Simon Peter, "Come on, man, I've already told you twice. Of course I do. Yes, you know everything. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." On the one level, Jesus is giving Peter an opportunity three times to counteract and to erase the three times that he was not a disciple when he denied even knowing Jesus Christ during Holy Week. But now he affirms three times, "Yes, Lord, I love you." But there's something more significant going on here. And it has to do, my friends, with the work of tending to Christ's sheep. If you love Jesus, if we love Jesus, then we are going to get dressed, wade ashore, roll up our sleeves, dig into the work of discipleship, if we want to tend and feed the flock of Almighty God. That's the mission and ministry that Jesus is sending us on today. The only problem is, perhaps a lot of us are like these duckies just floating and bobbing in the current. Wherever the wind pushes me, wherever the current goes, I don't want any authority directing me. I don't want anybody controlling me. And yet Jesus says, if I am yours and you are mine, then you will obey my voice and listen to my words. The will of God, Jesus says, is that Peter and those who love Jesus like Peter, as he said he did, that our calling is to feed the lambs, to tend the sheep, and to feed the sheep. What does a disciple do? We tend, we feed. We tend, we feed. And so that now has become our mission statement in this morning's scripture. Feed the lambs, tend the sheep, and feed the sheep. That is our mission statement from Almighty God. So where are we in our Christian journey? Bobbing and floating along wherever? Or do we have that sense of purpose and direction that comes to us from Almighty God? Perhaps it's time to roll up our sleeves, to hit the beach, and to feed some sheep. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, at some point we're all drifting. And when your amazing grace catches hold of us, we realize that there is a sense of purpose. There's a sense of direction, a calling, a peace that passes our understanding because our lives are intertwined with you. And then we know. We know as we read and study your word in scriptures, we know how to live, how to act, how to move, how to be. Oh God, continue to guide us, to direct us as we live, as we struggle, as we search, as we become. For we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn, number 430, O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee. gracious and loving God, as we go into the world to walk our daily lives in the midst of people, we know, O God, that we are not alone, that you journey and walk with us. And we pray, O God, that we will walk with you. Guide us, strengthen us, empower us, that we might be your faithful servants in the world. For we go, O God, in the name of the one who was, who is, and who will forever be. Amen.